Now, gifted high school students often end up taking advanced placement, or AP, classes. But what about the low-income school districts where AP science courses aren't offered? Teacher Michael Towns started the first physics and engineering program at a high school in Southern California. Most of his students are Latino and low-income. In 2012, a quarter of the Mexican-American kids that passed the AP electricity and magnetism test in the entire state of California came from Mr. Towns' class. Mr. Towns and Alejandro Torres, one of his students, tell us how they're doing it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a follow-up to a previous lecture, and it's going to be...
When I answer the phone in my classroom, I almost always answer it. Michael Towns, welcome to the front lines of education. How can I help you?
What did you say, Leslie?
Small amplitude oscillation?
Yes, small amplitude oscillation.
When I first started teaching physics at Citrus Hill, there were 41 students in the class enrolled. And today, 8 years later, we have over 350 students enrolled. And somehow our class produced about a quarter of all the Mexican Americans passing the exam in the state.
Efren, give us one thing, please.
The greater displacement.
The incredible part of that statistic is what it really says is there's not nearly enough programs in the state that are providing the kind of support that students like mine need to be able to pass that exam. So what do? I go out there and recruit heavily. Any student who wants to take the exam, and I carefully try to explain to them the rigor that's going to be involved and the demand on their time, will be accepted into the class. One of the main perks that we offer is that if you pass the AP Physics class at our school, then you'll be well prepared to go into college.
Say that again?
The greater displacement from equilibrium, the stronger restoring force the spring will produce.
In your groups right now, try to reword what he just said. Say what he said, but try to say it in a different way.
The longer your distance, you're longer.
Many students are intimidated by speaking about physics in technical terms, what I call the professor's voice of physics. And so I offer them and train them to use what I call the 10-year-old voice. How would a 10-year-old explain this? What would it sound like to your really curious cousin who happens to be 10? I then train them to transfer that knowledge into what we call the developing high school voice. That is, how do you use the trigonometry and rudimentary calculus that you know to start describing the concepts of physics, and then scaffold them into the more complex language of what we call official physics, or the language of a professor.
Hello, my name is Alejandro Torres. I am currently a business analyst. I graduated with a dual major in physics and applied mathematics from the University of California, Riverside. I was actually part of his first class. We didn't have the great numbers he has now in passing the exam. A couple of people passed it, if I'm not mistaken. To that day, that was a big success.
My former students who have gone on to take physics courses in college and even gotten physics degrees themselves come back and give back to the community. They get paid a very nominal fee, and yet they provide hundreds of hours of tutoring over the course of the year.
It really much helped because all those people that I tutored and my same classmates from my year, now they're graduating in engineering degrees, and their people are majoring in more in math and science, and it's just great to see that all that has turned out from just because initially from what came to be his first AP class.
In the next 20 years, we're going to need an enormous number of students to do high-paid, highly technical jobs that require education in the sciences. And I'm here to tell you, if you don't live in the Southwest the way I do, the future of America is Latino students. We're going to have to start investing in them right now.
I unfortunately did not pass the exam. I did get a 2, but that to me just showed me that you accomplished something. You must have learned something. I mean, I'm succeeding right now in my eyes and in other people's eyes. And if it wasn't for him, I don't know. Maybe I would have done something else.
There's more than one way to define genius. Is a student who fights his way into a class that he or she was not scheduled to be in through the tenacity and their unwillingness to give up on himself, is that student any less a genius than a person who got into the class easily because he or she had high test scores? I believe that when students see that they are capable of doing problems in physics or succeeding in a class that most adults would consider to be unthinkable, then they look at themselves in a whole different light. Once they see that they have that internalized genius, Nothing can stop them. And so I think that physics is a way to empower students to see their strengths and to get them to start making decisions based on those strengths instead of based on their fears or based on stereotypes that other people hold for them.
Michael Towne is a physics teacher at Citrus Hill High in Riverside, California. He's a winner of the Fishman Prize, awarded for outstanding teaching in low-income communities.